You are listening to Rated F for Fabulous.
Hey guys, it's us,
Katie and Amanda.
You know, Amanda and Katie. So tonight we discovered that our producer is a sociopath.
That he's a big fat liar.
He destroyed all trust. Years you take building trust in somebody and they can destroy it in 2 seconds.
Just when you think you know someone.
You don't know them at all. So Katie and I did a Bean Boozled challenge that we could upload at a later date for you guys. And we got Victor, after much begging. I mean, we did a whole box and we asked him to try two itty bitty little itty weensy jelly beans. And he puts them in and he acts like all is well. And then it's fine. We end it. I get up. I leave the room. Yeah, straight face. Like, I was like, oh, lucky duck. He got the easy ones. Come back in. Then Katie's like, look at this. Points to bed. He took them out of his mouth and hid them so he didn't have to do them.
Like a
and
child.
And he did it with a straight face. And, like, the definition of sociopath in the end says, with a lack of conscience, that was him. He thinks it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he still would sit back there and laugh, like, and he snorted. You're a snorter, too? No, it's not hilarious.
Dick move, Victor.
Big dick move. Guy's been such dicks today. Anyway.
All trust is gone.
Forever.
Victor could say, hey, Katie, the sky's blue. We'll never believe him no more.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
Carrying on.
Well, you have questions? You want to do questions first? Or I'm going to catch you guys up because we haven't been around in a while.
I rescued a baby squirrel yesterday and his name was Nutter Butter.
I'm babysitting a bird named Lulu today.
Has anything else exciting happened in our lives?
I've written some things down because our memory's going to shit since we're getting old. First of all, we have to tell you guys, speaking of the producer, before he became an evil, lying, narcissistic
sociopath,
he was this adorable little boy going to Golden Corral with us one night.
So we thought that's who he was.
So I just have to say, if you have never been to Golden Corral, it's like this huge buffet. But Victor discovering honey spread for the first time was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much funner when we were sitting there. Now that I look back, I'm like, why did I even write this story down? It wasn't that great.
He literally picked up his little dish of butter, regular butter, and kind of like disgustingly tossed it to the side. Like, I don't even know you anymore, butter.
Got up, did a dance.
And he got the honey spread.
And had everyone looking at us when he gets up. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you guys serious right now? Is this for real? Is this real life?
He loves that fucking butter. Honey spread.
And then he got strawberries with chocolate for Katie. We don't know how the hell. But honestly, to me, the best part was, like, I like to think that I usually mostly follow the rules. When I don't follow the rules, it's in a really bad way. But when I do go out to eat to a buffet, I do not try to sneak food out of the restaurant. So we're leaving. And we get to the exit. And Katie goes out one way. I'm going out. And I thought Victor was going out. And I look over and he strays off to the dessert bar. And I'm like pointing, I'm like, no. And he's shaking his head, yes. Like a child, like a defiant child that is in public and knows you're not going to beat that ass because you don't want to cause a scene. Straight to the dessert bar. Comes walking out with an ice cream cone, all fucking proud of himself. Like he just pulled off the bank heist of the century. Proud as shit. And then I wrote down that I was about to have a teenager. It's been so long. I already have a teenager. I'm already feeling those teenage pains. We were feeling them way before she turned into a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Her birthday was sad, though, because one of her friends stole her wallet that had all of her birthday money and her gift cards.
We should
have
laughed.
And I'm only laughing because I really was, like, tore up wanting to cry. One, that she lost all of her money, and two, that right at 13, she already has to deal with, like, betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
So. That happened.
I took money out of my savings to try to help her out.
She did. That's so how much of a like gem Katie is.
I'm probably closer to heaven now, so that's a good thing.
You probably are. Yeah, then you probably lost it on the way here. But
probably. One step forward, 12 steps back.
That's right. Story of our life. So, I'm going to go on to questions. And if we happen to remember something we did in the past few weeks, fine. So, Jean would like to know, what exactly do we do that makes us retarded at Taco Bell? Because we said on a podcast that we're always retarded. Okay, Jean, prime example.
We're not retarded at Taco Bell. The Taco Bell workers are retarded, which makes us look retarded.
But it just so happens, like, tonight's a prime example. We pull up, and they have a sign written over the little screen in highlighter, so you can't read the shit at nighttime. You probably can't read it in the daytime. And I ask, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't read your sign. And she's like, what's my moment, please? I could make out that she said, my moment, please. And Katie's like, usually Katie is obnoxiously singing or talking or yelling in the background for them to hear. And then my social anxiety kicks in and I freak out because now I'm like, they're judging us already and we haven't even made it to the window. But then she finally comes back. She takes her order, but you can't understand her. She's like, stay at the window.
Like, she sounded like, what the fuck is that teacher's name? After Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, Charlie Brown's teacher. Mm-hmm. He still tastes that shit, don't you? Good. I hope you taste it for all of eternity. I hope if you go to hell, you sit down there and taste jelly beans.
Victor's making the stink face.
But also, like, Katie freaked out one time at the window for some reason. She's opening her car door and
almost fell out of the car. How embarrassing would that have been? And then, like, tonight, our drink spilled.
We're standing there arguing.
I was just stressed out. But Taco Bell did get a new sauce called Diablo. Don't eat it. It tastes like dick.
This coming from the girl who doesn't suck dick, but she knows exactly what it tastes like. And
so are you saying that Diablo does taste like dick?
I don't know. I didn't try the Diablo, but I've tried dick.
Sorry, Taylor.
You shouldn't be listening to this anyway. You should hear that kid freak out when I mention anything about dating your boy. No, you're not. Not ever. Not on my life. I can't wait until she thinks in a year or two when she's getting a boyfriend, because I'm going to freak out just like her. Mm-hmm. And now Jean says, I'm pretty sure this was directed at me, but do you have any friends who haven't had a sexual encounter in your living room? Pretty much no. I think they all have. Victor. In some way. Yeah, but sometimes I think Victor is gay for my brother. They've sat together on the couch. Whatever weird sign language you did, they just looked like they banged
together
you.
On your couch.
The fuck?
Did you really? Victor would never do that.
Yes, he would. You instantly trust him again? That fast? I don't.
I just don't think he's that open with his penis.
He's a dirty little freak. Did you not remember the conversation?
Apparently, I don't know Victor at all. Right, and learning that tonight. I think all of Amanda's friends have had some kind. I never had sex on that couch.
You made out with a guy. Or two. Or three.
Seven. We don't know my number.
It is funny because I'm not gonna throw her name out there, but I have one friend who is probably hooked up with three different guys and it all happened, and she doesn't even hang out that much, but it always seems to be like my house is just the hookup spot for everybody. Okay. I'll tell you after the show.
Say something that rhymes with it.
Banana. I think I don't even know if that really rhymes. So anyway, no, pretty much all of my friends have hooked up in my living room.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Amanda goes to bed, and then you're just stuck on the couch, like, twiddling your thumbs, and then you just look over at each other, and then you're like, hey.
Amanda goes to bed because if it's just her and you and another male, it gets kind of awkward. So Amanda
is a trooper, though, because when a guy comes home, not that we bring guys home often. God. Well, see, I really do meet guys at the bar, and then they're like, do you want to hang out after this? And I'm like, yeah, you can come back and eat corn dogs with me.
And I say, no, Katie, this sounds like a bad idea.
And I literally do just eat corn dogs and watch Netflix. And then the whole time they think that I want to suck their D.
But see, I think she probably wants to suck their D too. So Katie and any other friends, I'm just like, hey, going to bed. Because I try to give people space so you can do your thing.
I make Amanda. I ask her. And she does. She's a trooper. She'll stay up until like as late as she possibly can.
It was like 4:30 that went. Who was that with?
Danner. Yeah. When Danner came over.
That was bad. I knew that was going
to
be bad.
Yeah, she stayed up to like 4:35. And then as soon as she went to bed, I acted like I was sleeping, and then as soon as he fell asleep, I slid off the couch and ran and got in the bed with her.
Yes. Next question, Jean,
I'm just not good at one-night stands.
How do you guys know Victor? Mm. Well, there's so much complexities to this story, so we'll just go with the simplest.
I don't know Victor, apparently.
Most legal version is Victor was BFFs with my brother. I think they were once lovers and then they broke it off and just remained good friends. Anyway. So Victor was BFFs with my brother, so by default we got to know him. And then they used to come down and we would have movie and dinner night. And back when they liked us, they would actually come down and have movie and dinners. And now they're too good to hang out with us, apparently. So we forced them to let us do a podcast. No. Victor has lots of experience in the podcast and radio world and has a little studio and the whole setup. So he lets us come in and do our thing and teaches us and helps us.
Well, I thought I knew Victor, but apparently I don't.
Yeah, the truth is, Gene, we don't know Victor anymore. He lied to us. He hid jelly beans. And, you know, actually, I just got to share this story because it's bugging the shit out of me. So, Victor, obviously, as you've heard from his little accent, he's not from here. He's from a whole nother country. So today, he finally got the clearance to be able to go get his license. And he wanted to share that magnificent moment with me. And he needed a ride because he didn't have the license yet. So we go together to the courthouse, or the DMV. And she says, oh, you can look. And I see on there, it says safe driver. My license, I am 34 years old. My license has not once ever said safe driver. I have never caused an accident. I should be. I have saved us from many accidents and close calls. So I ask, what does it take to be a safe driver? And she says, oh, not getting a ticket for like 7 years. Okay, I'm done. I already know I will never be classified a safe driver because I get speeding tickets like regular, like on my birthday, for Christmas. Every occasion, they seem to give me a speeding ticket. So I give up on that. But tell me, how does Victor get safe driver? Because his license has been revoked for 7 years. And therefore, when you just sit around and do nothing. And the bad thing is, the night before, he says, oh, I got to study my road sign test. This motherfucker didn't even know the road signs. And he gets safe driver. And he laughs and he laughs. How was the podcast idea born? Katie, actually, even though she's normally considered to be Pinky and not Brain, came up with the idea.
So yes, go for it. I'm a genius. That's it. I just thought of it.
Okay. And I'm going to keep this one simple. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. Keep your answers simple and concise. Because I know how you get and you're so passionate about this. Whoever ends up being the next president, what would your first three questions be if you had the chance to interview them?
Depends on who the president is.
Yeah, well, you just got to, if you could randomly, can only go with three questions.
I can't answer that unless I know who the president is.
Trump.
Oh, you don't want to know my questions.
I said be concise and simple.
I refuse to answer these questions.
Clinton.
I don't like her either.
You don't have to like these people. It's just what questions would you ask them if you had the opportunity?
You ask yours. I gotta think.
I don't know if I have answers. Trump would probably be like, will you shave your head now and not do the comb over? Will you hire Mexicans to build that wall or Americans? Will you take up golf? Look.
You know he golfs. He's an old white man.
Nobody golfs like Obama golfs.
Obama does all his
For Clinton, golf. I just would be like, would you please consider jumping off a bridge?
I would say, where are the emails?
That would be my next one. Where are the emails and what did they contain? And I think I would just be like, why?
I think I would ask Trump why.
Well, yeah, they all get why. Okay, no offense, Dustin. That was not your finest question.
But if Bernie Sanders still had... Sanders still had...
Sanders? Are you sure you know your eyes dang, Katie?
I've had way too much coffee tonight. If Bernie still had a chance, I would say, do you want to go get coffee and then watch a movie?
Would you be my grandpa?
Yes, I would love for him to be my grandpa. I'm gonna write him.
You should.
I am. I love him.
All right, what are your questions?
I have no fucking questions for those two.
Huh? No, oh. We're done with that. What are your questions
for
the podcast?
You get me going.
Wow,
Trump?
See? This is exactly why I knew this was a bad idea, Dustin, to even bring up presidential candidates.
Oh, of course it came from Dustin. I remember the last questions. What the hell's...
That's straight marker. That's what it looks like your friend when she got her eyebrows tattooed. Carry on. Questions.
This is tattoos. Tatted
eyebrows. Yeah, that's what your girl's friend looks like.
All right. So we have a question from a girl named...
Holly. Just kidding. Is it?
Jolly. She
likes to remain anonymous. I always get Jean for my girl that answers questions.
She says, if you were talking to a guy a year ago, mm-hmm. and he stopped talking to you, and now he messages you saying he felt like he made a mistake and he would like you to give him another chance, what would you do? When he stopped talking, he wanted to see if it worked out with his mother's child's mother. Child's mother. For the kids. So, back to what we were saying, because nothing happened.
Amanda did not accidentally pause in mid-conversation.
Yeah. So, the question was... What was the question? Oh, you're supposed to answer it.
So, should she give him another chance after he left her for his baby mama?
Yeah. She says that she was talking to a guy for a year, and he stopped talking to her because he wanted to try to work things out with the baby mama for the sake of the child, and now he's back into her life, and he wants to give her another chance. What would you do? I would say
the mature part of me wants to say... Maybe. I mean, it was fair. It was the mother of his child. You know, things happened. But the immature part of me would say, fuck no. He had his chance. He blew it. And well, it realistically, like, my solid answer on this is going to be, if he was that quick to walk away before, I personally am not going to invest myself back into that person. I would maybe, with good intentions, want to, but I know myself well enough to know I would always be guarded then, and therefore it's not going to work.
I think that the past should be left in the past.
But sometimes the past comes back.
Dude, it's been over a year.
And maybe he learned his lesson. But I don't think it's a good idea.
Pack that lesson up in a suitcase and keep on walking.
Jolly, jolly. No. Just say no and
no
walk away.
No, jolly.
You are better than that. You deserve so much more than that. And you are a good person.
He was smart.
He was kind.
He was impotent.
We mean that.
All right. So there's another guy or another question from a guy named... Fucking, it's my cousin Jonathan in Kentucky.
Katie's like, forget it.
I can't think of anything that rhymes with Jonathan. It's not really a question. I guess he's going through some shit.
Aren't we all?
He said, loyalty, discuss that. People aren't loyal anymore.
There's no need to be in this day. Like, I don't mean like that, like I'm not loyal, but think about it. Like, let's just say back in the day of our parents or our grandparents, where there was no social media really, like, you were kind of forced to work things out. And now it's too easy to stray. Within 30 seconds, you can be online and flirting with somebody. Not only is it easy for you to go out and find it, but it will just come to your door. Like, Facebook or Instagram. Like, not only do you get messages from people that you don't know, but then, and I know this rings true for both of us, there's people from the past that will just be like, I get people from high school that I never talked to, never hung out with, and they're like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you in forever, how's it going? And act like we were good friends when I'm like, dude, we never even talked. So I think we live in an age where people are just fucked up and they're not raised right or something. Like,
I think you should be loyal if you're with somebody. I mean, you should be loyal regardless, I guess.
I think too many people are weak. It's easy to not be loyal, and too many people are not strong enough to stay that way.
Too many people, like, temptation.
Yeah. Temptation, and then the first sign of trouble, they want to run, because it's easy to run.
Yeah. Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
No.
You are so good, girl.
No, it's not that I'm so good. Like, I'm proud of the fact that I haven't, just because I think it's simpler to, if you're at that point... It's better just to end things.
And what if you're in a relationship, because someone's going through this right now that we know, you and I, you're in a relationship and you love the person, you know, you have a great time with them, you love them, you don't want to leave them. However, for like the past year and a half, they've just decided that they just don't want to have sex, like, ever. What would you do in that situation?
That's a tough one. I mean, I think physical contact and sex is an important thing, but the reality is, over the years, you're each going to change. Sometimes sex will be a big deal, sometimes it won't be a big deal for some.
Do you think the lack of it is worth leaving a relationship that you love the person dearly, though?
It's a tough spot. Mm-hmm. I would say if you get a dry spell for a little bit, no, but a year?
Almost two.
2 years? That's kind of like, something's going on. I would tend to think they're getting it elsewhere, or like maybe they gain some weight and their self-image is... Like, I know after I had Tatum, I really was just not happy with myself. Therefore, I kind of felt like if I'm that attractive, no one else will find me attractive right now. And then I just got to the point where I don't give a fuck. You either find me attractive or you don't. I don't really care. My bae over here is still going to love me at the end of the day.
That's right, bitches.
So, I think if you've talked to them about it and tried to work on it, and I mean, at a certain point, if it's more important for you and not that important for them, then something is not jiving, and that's probably a big part of your relationship. But I think it depends on the people. Like, mm-hmm. some people crave physical contact but can go without it for, you know, long distance relationships. I think that's what makes or breaks it. If you can, you know, be honest with each other and you don't really need to have it all the time, then you'll be okay. But if you're somebody that needs to have sex every day, long distance isn't going to work out for you. Mm-mm.
So let's say if you were in that situation and, okay, let's say you had a boyfriend and then you, for whatever reason, decided that you did not want to, like, have any type of sex whatsoever, except for, like, maybe once every 3 months or whatever. Would you be extremely mad at him if he went off and cheated on you?
Yes.
You wouldn't blame yourself a little bit?
Oh, I would blame myself no matter what. I blame myself when it did happen to me. And it wasn't long increments of not having it or anything. I would blame myself a little bit. I would get mad if he went out and cheated, because I would prefer that he end the relationship with me and just say, look, this isn't working.
But would you get mad at him if he ended it because you weren't having sex with him?
No. I mean, I guess it depends. I'm a mature enough person that if that's your reason, that's your reason. Like, I've reached the age where I'm not going to try and convince somebody that I'm a good person or that they should stay with me.
So do you think this person should leave?
If this person is the person that I think it is that we know, then yes, I think this person should leave, because they're not a faithful person. Obviously, physical contact means a lot to them, as it does to most people. And this person loves everyone, even the one they're with.
Everyone.
But everyone. Therefore, I don't think you're really ready. I think this person is in love
with the
idea of love and settling down. But the reality is okay, I'm going to be really real, and you may get mad at me for this.
Me?
No, the person that should listen to it.
Mamal.
Yeah. Mamal. La Bam. Anyway, vive la Bam. Real talk here for a minute. Get your shit together. I understand your girl has some issues. Everybody has some issues. But I never really hear, other than insecurities you have for yourself, which could probably be annoying as fuck for her. You have to, at a certain point, weigh out, maybe you're fucked up too. Maybe you have some things that person doesn't like about you, but they're dealing with them.
Right.
So I think if you just complain that much and it's so hot and cold that much, just be done. Find a sex fiend and be happy. Or just date. If you love everyone, date and love them all.
I don't think that he loves everyone. I think he does love her.
Agreed. Yeah.
But I also think that he's possessive and he doesn't want anybody else to be with her, and he doesn't like the thought of anyone else being with her. But in his mind, it's okay to go out and do stuff with other girls because he don't think he's in the wrong. But he don't want her to do that. But anyways.
That's what you would call a hypocrite.
And a dirty, dirty cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And a sneaky, sneaky snake.
And that's why you will always have insecurities, because girls will see through you and see that.
Mm-hmm. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
But I mean, I still got nothing but love for you. Mm. Not love, love, but, you know, like, if we passed each other in the street, I would wave and say, hey.
I wouldn't.
Wow. Mm-mm. So, is that all of your questions? By the way, while Katie's looking to see if she had more questions, if you should ever find yourself in a car with Katie needing directions and she's the one you're going to rely on, don't do it.
I really like the scenic routes.
I go to Katie's today. We have to go somewhere else. And I tell Katie, I have to go to my ex's, and it's just like way out of the country. I have been to his house a small handful of times. You know, like, I live in town, so he usually comes by there, or we meet up somewhere. So without GPS, I don't really, like, I have the gist of where I'm going, but it's like one or two turns that are a little weird. Mm-hmm. So I have two routes I can go to get there. One, the route I normally take. Two, the unknown route to me that I have never taken before. So Katie says, why don't you take this number two unknown route you have never taken before?
I like mystery.
Yeah, me too. When I think it's a shortcut, one would think their friend would take them on the quickest route to get there when we have a podcast and shit to do today. So we're driving in the country. This crazy bitch pretty much made us do a big rectangle that led us probably maybe 2 miles shy of where we started out from.
But she's not and thinking about the says, positive stuff.
Yeah, the positive is it was a very beautiful trip, fresh air, green sky. I mean, green sky, green pastures, blue skies. It was
cows.
Nice, but I was kind of in a hurry, and Tatum was just a jabberjaw in the back, and I wanted to get back home. Katie's like, oh, I thought you went a scenic route. I was beginning to think, if I did not know my friend, that she was leading me to my death somewhere and wanting me to get lost.
It was not even that bad.
If I went the way I wanted to go, I would have been there in 15 minutes. 40 minutes later, we arrived.
We seen some really nice land, though.
Yeah. It all looked the same.
It was pastures and pastures.
It's just...
I was gonna say something.
She's really upset. I was about to choke, so it sounded like I was about to cry. But it works out well because I was just gonna say it's really been a rough day. Like, you don't even know. So my friend Jabroni, also known as Big Poppy, insulted me so much today. We were talking about
rude.
I know. So I don't even remember what we were talking about. At some point we were talking about like maybe I called myself a fat ass or something. And then he says, well, at least you don't have sausage fingers. So I said, I don't know. I'm not going to say this was verbatim because I don't really remember. So I said something like, actually, I do have big hands and fingers. So I take a picture with my hand. Like, I would never forget when Bam was like, you must have been a scrapper back in high school. And I'm like, why? Like, those hands are huge. I don't think I have freakishly big hands. But, I mean...
I don't think so.
They would probably pack a punch. So anyway, just to be funny, I take a picture of my hand in front of my face. He said I had bratwurst fingers. And then wanted to know.
Wow, yeah, rude.
Serious. And then wanted to know what nuclear power plant I grew up next to. Kid you not. This
is for real. Dick.
Then that's exactly what was my reply. It was dick bag. And then on the way here, asked me if I was getting my Valtrax for my herpes. Which he quickly wanted to change to my shingles. How do you even know I had chicken pox? How do you know? But this is also the same said person that we're supposed to talk really nice and soft for. So. That came from Katie. I was going to try and play by the rules. I was going to try and be nice. Like this. But then you told her friend grew up next to a power plant and that's all she has to say.
Yep.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all we have to say, and that's why we're probably single.
That is exactly why we are single. I even posted a thing. Taylor and I literally voice recorded each other back and forth with nothing but burps. We did not say anything on Messenger to each other. There's about 20 of these little voice recordings where we were just bigger and better who could burp the best.
Sweet.
That's how I parent.
I feel like... What does that say down there? Sharon's...
That was a news story. I was amazed. I don't know if you remember it. The lady, her and her husband and her kid were in the car, and these kids threw a rock off of an overpass, and it went through the windshield and hit her. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So, it was crazy. It was four teenagers. The rock was about 4 pounds, threw it from the overpass. This lady ended up with, like, first of all...
She was driving in her car?
The daughter was driving. She was in the passenger. The dad was in the back. So, I guess I thought it would be funny. Threw the rock off. This lady's face is so messed up. She had brain injuries. Jesus. Lost an eye.
Was the car moving?
Yeah, they were driving.
The kids were just standing on the overpass?
Yeah.
And they just threw it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst fucking luck in the world.
I mean, you have to Google her and wait till you see what she looks like. Do like a before and after and look at this lady.
Sharon Budd.
Mm-hmm. So, it was sad because, and all these kids, they all got less than 4 years. The average for them was 1 to 2 years.
I mean, they're just throwing rocks.
Still, when you got a 4 pound rock and you throw it off an overpass of moving cars, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Get the cars.
I mean, even if you thought it was in good fun, like, ha ha ha. Like, this is why kids are stupid. Like, think things through. So to me, like, on one hand, I agree. Like,
this
they.
Is her now?
Actually, and she's looking really good there. But if you would have seen when she first came out of the hospital. So, I mean, like, this lady's life is ruined. And it came in the news recently because her husband committed suicide. Which is kind of a result of, like, everything that's gone through. Like, she has to have... Which, in some ways, I think is kind of... I don't know. On one hand, I think that's kind of selfish of him. Like, anybody that takes their own life, I think, is selfish. But there are things in, you know, that can drive you... Some people are not as strong as others.
Yeah.
or have a support system as others.
That's him? That's who killed himself?
Yep. Aww. So, I mean, like, if you look at pictures of her before, I mean, like, her life has been ruined. She was a teacher. Now she needs, like, 24-hour care. Although, on some videos, she seemed to be, like...
And this is a rock that came in her window?
Yeah, it came through the windshield at her. So, the kids only got, like, 1 to 2 years. And I'm torn because, on one hand, like, they were young. So, I'm like, you want to see somebody's life ruined over it? She didn't die. But, I mean, she might as well have fucking died. Her life is gone. Her husband probably would not have killed himself had this not happened. And she'll never teach again. She'll never, you know, I mean, she's always going to rely on somebody else. So, I had wrote that down because I was just... For some reason, I read the story and was really touched by it and then kept reading about it. And so.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
God, imagine the luck just cruising down the car, down the road.
Like, how fast that life, that would be, like, me, you, and the kids, and, like, you drove, and somebody threw a rock off. My life is forever changed. I suddenly cannot take care of my kids. I can't have my job. I can't do anything.
It was Don't worry, girl. I'm not going to kill myself, though.
You better not.
I got you, babe.
I need somebody to change my diapers.
I don't got you, babe.
Also, I wrote down... So, Dustin shared this with me. They're called Dubbox USA. They're these little, like, Volkswagen-inspired trailers. They're so fucking cute. They look like they could either be campers or food trucks. Katie's cleaning her teeth right now. So, I totally want to get one. Katie and I need one that can be a food truck and two that can be a little camper. And we're just going to cruise around the world. We'll make our food for the money and we'll use the camper to live in.
Mm-hmm. What kind of food are we going to make?
We'll figure out the details. I think the menu should change if we're near the beach. We'll do more like...
Tacos.
Yeah.
And ice cream.
If we're inland.
Fish.
Wouldn't you do that more near the beach?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Okay, my friend. Phillies.
Yeah, in Philly.
You won't do Phillies in Florida? People love Phillies.
People love Phillies that taste like Phillies. We're not Philly experts.
We need to go up there and master it because I see people bitching all the time. You know, they move down here from New York and then they complain how everything's better in New York. But yet they stay down here and drive really slow and piss me off. They're always complaining.
Oh, that reminds me of that lady tonight.
They're always complaining that pizza is better in New York and like bagels or some fucking shit. And that Phillies are better in Philly.
Well, in their defense, the number one pizza place in the world is located in New York. But number two is right here in little old St. Augustine, Florida at Pizza Time on downtown St. George Street. We are not getting paid for this plug, but you should stop in and say hi to Victor. Because when he's not busy producing all this awesomeness, he is slinging pizza right out that door and making it number two. Tell him Amanda and Katie sent you. He won't give you a discount or anything, but he'll probably give us mad props for sending him.
Right? He's really into his video games.
Yeah, act like we don't exist now since they just plugged you away. Do you know how many listeners we have? Do you have any idea the fan we have, the fan base now? We're done. We're done talking. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
We just did a little plug for you at work.
Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome. Yes. We said that you would not give them a discount, but you would give us props for sending them in.
It's still recording.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so...
People, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, thanks.
I just saw your messages.
Yeah?
I'm so sad right now.
Do you like this?
Oh, because you betrayed our trust.
Yeah. So who do you think is more...
This is... Wow. We apologize for your... Let me talk quieter to make up for the loud noise that my friend just did, screaming into the microphone because she dropped her cell phone that has a case on it.
It doesn't matter.
You dropped it from, like, 1 foot.
Doesn't matter. These are hard floors.
They're not concrete.
It's a jelly bean.
I know. There's one, and there's another jelly belly there.
I was just sent a question via Facebook. Well, who do you think is more romantic, men or women?
Mostly, I would say women, but I've definitely known some men that are super romantic. I think it just depends on the guy. Some guys are romantic and thoughtful, and some aren't, but there are some women that are romantic and thoughtful, and... My friend is down. She's down near Amanda Alley, and I don't know what she thinks she's doing. Likewise, there's some women out there that... And she's just bailed on me and left me by myself. So some women are not romantic and thoughtful. I like to think that I'm the more romantic one between Katie and I. But sometimes she does sweet things. Like she left this weekend and left me a note on my bed thanking me for a good time with her lip imprints on it.
Yes.
Are you going to answer the question?
What was the question? What are you doing to the microphone?
Nothing. I was trying to get close to it like Victor said.
Okay. So, what was the question? Who's more romantic, men or women?
It's your question. And you didn't even listen to me. You know what? Whatever. Don't worry about my answer. Answer your own.
I think... It just depends.
I have no clue what my friend is doing.
I'm trying to throw that ASM or whatever noises in every now and then.
ASMR or something.
I can't say it, but know that I am drinking my drink right now. I'm putting the straw into my mouth. He almost made it come out of my nose because Katie was looking all too intently at my mouth while I did that.
Hey, girl, you got a pretty mouth.
Katie and I already determined.
I have to answer the question.
Ow.
Sorry.
Just punch me.
I did not.
You know I bruise easy.
I know. Sorry.
Sorry.
I can't take a whole lot of love notes to make up for that.
Still taste dog food? Good.
Taste it forever, traitor.
It's horrible.
Good.
Lies.
Good. We hope it stays in your tongue forever, so every girl you kiss has to taste that for the rest of your life.
No. You're welcome, Molly.
So.
And we hope you listen to this in the kitchen and Molly hears that.
Yeah. So, I think that it just depends on who you're with. Like,
love the one you're with.
I know a guy. He seems like he's a very, very sweet guy.
What's his name?
Nelly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Nelly.
I can't keep track of your boys.
His name is Nelly. And he seems like he's a really sweet guy.
I feel like
ow, you're squishing my leg. I feel like I can't feel my legs.
Oh. Keep talking.
I can't reach. I dropped my pen. Let's see what happens. Boys and girls, take care of your bodies now. Because one, as you get older, you can't bend like you used to. And two, if you don't take care of your bodies and you have babies. Yes, teenagers.
Your little fingers are going.
They're trying to reach. Look, I don't care what freaking jabroni says. These long ass fingers don't reach everything.
I'm too short sometimes.
But teenagers don't have babies because as amazing as they are, they ruin your body.
And your life.
And also, if you don't take care of your body, you're going to get fat and you can't bend over and reach pins that fall on the floor. And then your friends laugh at you, even though they know you have social anxiety. I got the pin. Now shut up.
Okay.
Finish.
Yep. We just laugh. We laugh way too much for this thing.
We laugh way too much all the time.
So, anyways, what I was saying was, I guess it just depends on who you are. I know a guy that seems like he's a really, really sweet guy. I haven't met really, really that many really, really sweet guys. So, I don't know who's more romantic. Actually, I think anybody is more romantic than I am.
I think go for the romantic guy. Because I have given this advice. I'm not sure if I've given it on here or just to people in general. But here's what I tell my guy friends.
I'm not a guy friend.
Okay. And my female friends, but I typically have more guys. At the end of the day, when we're all in our 70s or whatever, guess what? We are all going to have silver thinning hair. We're all going to be covered in liver spots. We're going to have wrinkles. Gravity will have kicked in and everything will be sagging. We'll look nothing like we did at 20. And as much as we might want to go back to that, it's not going to happen. So find somebody that will be sweet.
I'm passionate about this.
Because this is, I think, a really passionate thing. Everybody wants to, like, you have to have a physical attraction to someone. There has to be a connection. But overall, like, I'm passionate about this because otherwise, if you just picked the bimbo or the football jock, they're not going to be that at 80. A fucking catch of a football could throw out their hip.
But what if
And then you're in debt for what, 40 grand in the U.S. for a hip replacement?
They're romantic and hot.
Then you hit the fucking jackpot, sister.
All right, sister.
But all in all, we're all going to look ugly as shit when we're old.
Speak for yourself.
And I just think go for the person that's romantic and sweet and you could actually have a conversation with.
That would be a great earring for you.
I don't really wear earrings.
Ow. Did you just hair flip me?
I tried.
So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, there's another question. Sorry, I bimmed out.
You know, we go so long, you'd think she'd have her shit together on one night.
I bimmed out. Would you move for your partner?
I have.
Who?
I moved to Colorado for Dennis. I mean, they're now, not my current partner.
Looking back.
I don't regret that decision at all.
No, I'm not saying do you regret that decision. But looking back, would you pack up all your stuff and move across the state, country, for someone else? When they're, if they don't have any children or anything, would you rather them come to you or you go to them?
Okay. This is, I know how you say I'm an overthinker, but there is a lot of thought that goes into stuff. For the most part, like, a part of me would rather them come to me because I do have kids and I don't want to uproot their life. And when you do have kids and you co-parent with somebody, it is extremely tricky to try and move out of state or across country, mm-hmm. because you either have to get them to give up their kid for a while or agree to go with you. Mm-hmm. So that does make things tricky, because if not for that, I probably already would not live in Florida. With that being said, I mean, you would totally be with me.
But I don't know anybody in this room tonight.
So, I have always said, we have to find brothers or best friends.
Brothers?
Anyway. Don't laugh at us. You don't even have a brother, do you? No. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I have two brothers.
Oh. Great. We'll tell you later. We don't think that's what that
Somebody
means.
Somebody did this to us, or to me, and then when I looked,
what does that mean,
they
though?
Said they're going to punch me.
This is one thing. This is some of
the- Okay, what is this?
This means an
asshole. It means what? Oh.
So what does it mean when we look at it?
Huh? I think what it means that? Nelly wanted to bang you in the ass.
I'm Googling this.
So,
I need Google in my life.
So at this point in my life, it would be nicer if they could come to me. I think it depends on the distance, but otherwise, if it were not for the kid thing or later on in life, I would most definitely go to them. I would go to anyone now if it weren't for the kid thing. But the condition to this, fellow men who might be listening, who might one day love me or want me to move cross country for you, is unless you have a brother or a good friend that we can...
I don't need somebody.
Move Katie off onto to preoccupy. Katie has to come with me. That's the contingency plan. I do come with baggage. I do come with contingencies. Katie is one of them. And none of it is really considered baggage. They are all the light of my life.
I did not threaten her to say that.
You did not see the look she just gave me. Yes, she did. Send help.
So it's called the circle game.
See, we're old as fuck. We don't even know some of the shit.
It says the offensive... Are you listening, Victor?
No.
Right. I'm telling you what this means.
It doesn't mean you have three brothers down on the low.
No. It's called the circle game. You gotta listen to me. I'm not repeating myself, mister.
And for all of you out there, if somebody does the circle with their fingers down...
It's called the circle game. The offensive player's hand must be below his waist. The victim should attempt to see the circle without looking down. In other words, by peripheral vision, the victim realizes there is a circle hand event occurring. The victim has two possible methods to win the game. The victim does not look down at the signal. Instead, you have to look the player in the eye and say, I'm not looking at that. Or the victim does not look down at the signal. Instead, the victim quickly pokes his index finger through the offensive player's circle.
Definitely some college guys came up with this.
If he can poke inside and break the circle, he wins and gets to hit the offensive player in the bicep. If the victim looks at the circle, he loses and is hit.
This is the most retarded thing ever.
Victor's just talking about butt sex.
That had nothing to do with that.
Why are you whispering now?
Yeah. Let our listeners know. They want to know too. Victor talks about butt sex with his. I didn't hear nothing about that there.
Ooh, if you poke me in my circle, put your finger in there. Keep it in there.
Good. And ooh, what are you trying to do? Pinch my finger?
Girl, get in there. And I'm trapping the victim's finger.
Hurry up and read. You're squeezing my circulation off.
And then I have to say, hey, is this yours?
This is so stupid. I guarantee you this was some frat guys on a drunk night.
Oh, man, that's stupid as fuck.
Whoever started this, we want you as a guest on the show. Please contact us. ASAP. We have questions.
We need answers. All right, another question. Should couples have individual or joint bank accounts? What the hell? These are the stupidest questions.
I think both, really. I've always said both.
Yeah, I think both because, and, you know.
I think you should have a joint and then you should each have your own separate.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely have. Well, I don't even like joint. I want my separate everything.
I think it depends. Like, my
Unless
mom.
If I'm married, then I guess we could have something.
My mom and my stepdad, they have their own accounts. They don't have a joint account. But I've always, in any of my many 7 marriages or however many we said last time, there's always been a joint. And then
7 personal. Marriages.
I think when Lenny... Even though I've already called him by his real name. We had the joint savings, personal savings. He had a personal savings, and then each of the kids had savings, so.
I think I should have joint everything unless I'm married, because it is none of my boyfriend's business what goes on my bank account.
So you mean you think you should not have joint anything unless you're married?
Yeah, that.
Oh, I mean, if you're not married, then no, you have your own stuff. Mm-hmm. But once you get married, then I think there should at least be one joint account.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, one more question and that's it. What the hell? This is a stupid question too. I feel like whoever asks these questions,
I think they just want a reaction sometimes.
Do you want children?
Nah. Just kidding. I think that might have been geared towards you, because if you've been listening, I already have children. I have the 3 T's. I have the sweet baby angels.
From hell.
Some days.
I do not want children. And then it was, what would you do if you found out you couldn't have children? I would be fucking happy.
Well, pre-kids, I would have been devastated because I always wanted to have kids. Now, I already can't have kids. I got clamped. So if I should by chance lose my mind and think that I want to do that again, I can get them unclamped. Otherwise...
We have to say hi to Kendall.
No. Hey, Kendall.
Kendall. Or, I mean,
Pringle. We just have Pringles? Yeah, hey, Pringle. Mm. Are you going to actually lay and listen to this?
What else did you have to do?
Nothing. Did you tell him about the prank we pulled?
No, not yet. I'll tell him via text.
I love you, baby. Love you, baby boy.
Boo.
I'm going to send your friend out in a dirt bag. A dirt bag. I can't even fake all that.
Jimmy John's. That's what we should call Kendall. Jimmy John's.
We can call you Jimmy John's.
We can't wait to see you in April. Just in time for my party.
Shout out to Kendall. Shout out to Viva La Bam. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out to, I'm just shouting everybody out.
Jerry Jackson.
Shout out to Jean, who I actually, strangely enough, is probably the only person we've never once tried to change her name.
Jean Bean.
Shout out to
who's Viva La Bam?
Who rhymes with Bam?
Bam.
Jeannie Weenie. I think that's what Brian used to call her. Or yeah. Meanie Jeannie.
Speaking of weenies and jeannies.
Shout out to Dustin and shout out to Jabroni. Had to make sure I got that out there.
There's a gym in St. Augustine, and I'm not really for sure if this is Gina or Gina.
I'm thinking it's Gina, but I love the idea that it would say workout with Gina.
The name of it's like Shape Up Gina or Shape Up with Gina or whatever. Better. Either way, I'm going to call and ask if it's pronounced Gina or Gina. Because if it's Gina,
Mangina.
I'm
going
to fucking love it.
Oh, what was our little song we had? We had a great little ditty on the way up here.
I don't know.
Something about beating your meat.
When your hands are asleep.
Beat your meat. When your hands are asleep. Beat your meat. I think we got to come up with more lines, but I think we're on to something.
I feel like I'm watching
you. We gave recommendation. This is for all of our male listeners. If you find yourself single with no girlfriend to help you out or anything. Katie's recommendation was if you sit on your hands and then pleasure yourself once your hands are asleep, it almost feels like a whole other person's doing it. So then we came up with this little jingle of when your hands are asleep, beat your meat. When your hands are asleep.
We should work for somebody.
We should do jingles, radio jingles. I think we would be amazing.
I think we'd be terrible. And Amanda's friend had no clue, or if he did have a clue, he was really
playing stupid.
Stupid about it. About fleshlights.
Yeah, how is it? Victor knows. He just gave a little groan like he's got 3 of them in the dresser drawer or something.
So we had to explain to him what those were, and I told him that Adam and Eve is having a sale right now. $19.99, and you get a Sasha Gray one.
How is it we know things that guys don't know? That is pertinent to guys.
Oh. Because, see, what happened was I had a male roommate, like, 2 years ago, and he never, ever, ever had girls come over. Well, he did have girls come over every now and then.
This male roommate was also gay, we're sure of it, but I think he tried to put up a good cover.
Yeah. So, I think the girls were his beards because they would come over for, like, one night, and then I would never see these girls again, ever. He literally did nothing except for work and come home and be gay. So, for his birthday 1 year, I got him a Sasha Gray, like, molded...
Isn't she sweet?
...sex toy, which is a really weird thing to get your roommate. Not really, because I'm weird. So I got him that, and he swore to me that he never used it, never had he ever used it, but I did find it in the microwave, so I asked him about it, and he says that if
he's trying to make it warm.
You put jelly in it, into the little insert. Don't listen to this. You put jelly into the little insert.
Victor's taking notes.
And then you heat it up in the microwave, and it makes it, like, warm and moist.
Well, did you see what Victor tagged you in? Well, he didn't tag you. When Victor and I did lunch today, we got slices of pie afterwards. I'm totally throwing you under the bus now. And knowing that we would be coming back tonight, I said, it's okay. You take my slice of pie and keep it at your house. He was supposed to send me updates every day because Victor has a tapeworm that eats everything. So I was afraid he was going to eat my cherry pie.
So you I said, not touch my base pie.
She's my cherry pie.
That's what she said?
No, I just felt the need to sing that. There's the whole reason I ordered cherry pie, because that song was in my head.
Oh,
anyway, okay. So I said, I want updates. And I realized later this afternoon when I went to get Katie, I had gotten no updates. I was convinced that he was probably passed out on the bed with red all around his face because he ate all my cherry pie. But he did not. I put a thing on Facebook and I said, I did not get an update. So he said, sorry, fell asleep. Then he sends me a picture of my cherry pie, which strangely enough had a weird gaping hole in the crust. But he said,
I positioned at the right angle too.
Yeah, he positioned it just the right angle. And then he said, now all we need to do is Photoshop Katie's finger in there. Because remember, you were talking about at Golden Corral about the videos of putting your fingers into stuff. And Katie felt the need to be like, see, like this.
It was not pie. Why would you Photoshop my finger, dick? Oh, you were really on the bad list, Victor.
You are so far down now.
We are so done. Friendship over.
Trust is gone.
Gone like the wind.
Gone like a freight train. Gone like yesterday.
My friend has Tourette's.
715.
That's our safe number.
715.
It's our safe word too. If we're ever having really kinky sex and I hear Amanda shout out 715.
Run. Help me.
Run. Did you say Novocaine?
Richard Novocaine.
Oh.
I don't think he was supposed to, was he? Did he tell you that? Because he didn't tell me that. He just said.
Told me that.
I did not tell you that.
He knew about it.
He knows. He just said, okay, cool, thanks.
We interrupt this program
to bring you more dick back moves by my brother, who has not showed up and showed his face in so long, even though I'm a good sister.
So okay,
I saw
so
that
Amanda,
Batman cereal, and I'm like, my brother needs this. I got to get it.
So Amanda and I, real quick, okay, where we live at in our town, there's like fucking campaign signs everywhere for like...
You're making a
list. Everything for the whole county. I mean, there's at one, like, at every single exit pretty much leaving our town, there's, like, what, 15, 20 signs standing up for, like...
It's like any other town. They're everywhere.
City commissioner and everything. It's just ridiculous. So we have decided to get pictures of ourselves blown up, like, ridiculously huge, and...
We're going to make our own campaign signs and put them up.
We're going to kind of blend them in with the other campaign signs and see if anybody notices.
Plus, we just think it'll be funny to have a picture of our mugshots I'll put up. But we got to figure out. Also, if you are friends and you listen to this, feel free to give us some ideas. Like, I was thinking, like, just going and making it look legit, like Amanda for county commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
But then we thought maybe it'd be funny, like, what were you going to put for yours? Katie for...
Just anything I can think of.
Yeah. So come up with some ideas for us on if it should be legit actual titles and we should make it look as legit as could be.
I think we should wear a blazer.
Or that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we should make ourselves look as business professional as possible. Or just come up with some random stuff. But I can't wait.
I don't want our signs to be too big because I don't want them to be like...
I want them so big that...
I don't want them to be like immediately noticed and then taken down. I want them to kind of blend in so that when people are like looking down the line of signs, like they look at like five or six of them and then there's like a big picture of Amanda and Katie.
Yes.
And we're going to have to put them, like, everywhere all over Flagler County.
We got to do this.
And it's only a matter of time before people start messaging me and, like, hey, seen your picture on the side of US 1, or hey, seen
And at the bottom, we need to put Rated F for Fabulous Podcast or something so they can, you know. We're all about that creative advertising.
Is it illegal, I wonder, to make our own fake campaign signs?
I don't think. Also, if you have a knowledge on whether or not we're committing a crime, please let us know before one of us is sitting in, one or both of us. If we don't do a podcast for a few weeks, it was illegal, and we could not bond out together because we're both in there.
Yes. And Amanda knows where I keep my secret stash of money, and she's the only person who knows, so.
Look, I'm going to have to hide a bank card. Call my mother, okay? I already used my get-out-of-jail-free card one time, but I'm pretty sure she can't see under this adorable little face. Not when she's facing watching three kids full-time.
Yes, call my mother-in-law.
So, I guess that's it. We did all of our questions.
Yep.
We're good. It's been real.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
We'll talk to you later.
I'm gonna Google if this is illegal.
We'll miss you.